For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We've established an audio medium where people are scared to talk.
Let's all give Nick Saban three fingers.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
Sergey Bobomka.
Ground beef.
Mark Hockman.
That's my top category on newborn. McRib dunking.
So was Argentina close to Germany?
Meow.
Channing Crowder.
I set my house on fire at 8 years old. That's why I got the butt foot.
I know how to barbecue. I like my coals hot.
You set yourself up as an idiot, you can be an idiot.
Alejandro Solana.
Hawk, when you mispronounce something, that is better than sex for me.
Sports.
If I say a duck and pull a truck,
hug him up.
To what?
To the truck.
Shout out to Springsteen.
I love it when you call me Big Papa. Throw your hands up in the air if you're a true player.
More sports.
Man, you 40 years old, Jimmy. Put your meat on the table.
Let them know
where mama at.
Boston, we're coming for that ass.
The most sports.
Who's bigger, Taylor Swift or Pusha T?
The Hawkman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
Tomorrow's the day.
Mm-hmm.
We are exactly 24 hours and 1 hour and 30 minutes away.
That's a weird way to put that.
Do people say it that way?
I think they do the math on the front end.
But we are 24 hours plus 1 hour plus 30 minutes away. Crowder, I'm sure, is feeling butterflies. He's got to be a little scared. This is not the way you want to open the season.
Yes, it is. Beating a top 25 team? Exactly how.
I don't think it's going to happen. Just seeing if the line has changed. Gino Toretta will join us today. We can talk about the game with him. Lee Sterling is going to join us today. Get a pick from him. Although, I'm not certain there are better handicappers, Betty. I'm not certain there are better handicappers in the world than the three of us.
I ate last night.
Because here's the thing. We didn't just take a flyer on something. Like, we took some information yesterday, and we handicapped something, and we cashed in. I don't know. What time did we do this on the air? If people were listening, I don't know if it wasn't in the 2 o'clock hour. Was this towards the end of the show, Solana?
It was
actually
three
in the 2 o'clock hour. We had asked Danny Cannell about North Dakota State.
Remember, we went over the full college football slate yesterday, and we're just kind of looking around.
He was saying plus 10.5 is a good bet to take with North Dakota State.
Yeah.
But then it was later in the show. Maybe you, Solana, had looked up North Dakota State. Maybe it was Jimmy. And we found out that they score a prodigious amount and that Colorado had an awful defense.
Yeah.
And then you throw in, you know, all the turnover. And so and another thought we had was, hey, if Colorado, if they go out to a lead, like they're not going to let up. So they're going to keep on scoring. North Dakota State's going to have to score. So we bet North Dakota State last night, team total, over 21.5. They scored 20 points in the first 18 minutes of the game.
Yes.
And then stayed at 20 points for almost the entirety of the game.
I was traveling. You think I was a North Dakota State alumni, how I was trying to check my phone on the whip on Wi-Fi.
I watched the entire game. Like, I watched, and I didn't expect to, because when they scored the 20 points, I said, okay, I'll get over 21 here pretty quickly, and I won't have to watch this game. Turned out to be a really good game, and Deion Sanders made a terrible coaching decision at the end. I don't know if anybody was watching it, but it was very Mario Cristobal-ish. Could have cost them the game. But North Dakota State did score a touchdown at the end. We hit the over. It was a beautiful, beautiful night of gambling for all of us. Then I watched the UNC-Minnesota game. That game ended late. That game ended with a missed field goal. It was just a fun night of college football, man. And I'm expecting tomorrow to be the same, especially starting around 3:30.
I turned on ESPN this morning and started watching all the highlights. My wife was like, it's that time of year, huh? I said, yes. We got games now.
That's what I said. I was sitting on the couch. Lori was there. You know, she's on TikTok or something. And I go, is this not unbelievable? I go, this is it. Like, it's back. I'm gambling. There's games on every channel. And they're going to be games till February. Like, we're good to go. We're back.
In the face.
And by the way, Mike McDaniel got a big extension today through 2028. The Dolphins are riding with this team.
Yeah.
McDaniel, Tua, Tyreek, whoever else they extend. Jalen Waddle, didn't they extend him?
He got $28 million a year.
I mean, they are all in. That'll be your training camp report, by the way. Obviously, we don't have much today. Training camp report is sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. Are you ready to level up your career game? MDCPS Technical Colleges have got you covered. Choose from tons of programs, learn from top-notch certified instructors, and get real-world experience. And the best part, you can graduate debt-free in just 1 to 2 years. So if you're ready to make the move, log on to careerinayear.com or call 305-558-8000. MDCPS Technical College is your best choice for a brighter future.
Are people torn on McDaniel? I know people are torn on Tua. Are everybody in on McDaniel? Okay.
You're talking about Dolphins fans, right? You're not talking about the public at large.
Oh, yeah, because I still get people coming up, oh, man, they gave Tua all that money. I'm like, yeah, because we need a quarterback, don't we? Like,
I mean,
I
listen.
Split down the middle on Tua.
I think Mike McDaniel and Tua, I think first of all, if you're not in on them, you're wasting your energy because they're going to be here for a while, both of them. It's the same thing with Mario Cristobal and the Hurricanes. He's going to be here for a while. If you can't stand his on-field coaching, it doesn't matter. He's got a 10-year contract. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Julio Frank is gone. Like, they're not you got them for a while. Same thing with McDaniel and Tua.
Yes. So, that's your combination. And that's the one.
You get what you get. Lori used to say at dinner time, you get what you get and you don't get upset.
And you complain still.
Oh, I take the stuffed pepper, I throw it right against the wall. I say, yeah, now you get what I just gave you. Better go get a dustpan.
You better get down pillows because she's going to put one over your face one night.
I think I've caught her a couple times.
What you doing? Nothing.
All right, let's get headlines here for the start of the show. Football Friday, if you will. I mean, it is on. We are feeling good. We're gambling winners. We got a big old game tomorrow, which you're going to hear on this very radio station. It is honestly just 24 hours plus one plus 30 minute hours away. And that'll be tomorrow right here.
That's 30 minute hours.
The pregame tomorrow starts just 24 hours from now, minus 3 hours. Do people talk this way?
I've never heard it. maybe at the insane asylum.
All right, let's get the headlines from the chief insane patient here at the insane asylum, Alejandro Solana.
It is kind of how they do it in Spanish. Like, they'll tell you the right now it's tres menos cuarto. So 15 minutes minus 3, 2:45. So in Spanish, sometimes they do give you, like, the deduction of what time it is rather than just telling
2:11.
You it's 2:45.
But it's 2:11, right?
I was just giving you an example.
Oh.
All right, never mind. These headlines are...
Well, that example was very close to the actual time. So if you were going to give an example, like, give an example for 7:30.
But you wouldn't say it's 3 minus 15 or 3 minus a quarter in English, which is why I'm just explaining it to you in Spanish. They do kind
of... You would say a quarter before 3. A
quarter to 3.
Oh, nobody says that. That's ridiculous.
What?
Nobody says that.
What are you talking about?
You just say it's 2:45. No, I've never heard anybody say, yeah, it's a quarter to 3.
What? Are you joking?
I've never heard that in my entire life.
Willy crap.
You would say 2:45 before you'd say a quarter to 3?
Yeah. What time is it? 2:45.
It's a quarter to 3. And by the way, it's a quarter past 2 right now. It's not a quarter to 3. It's a quarter past 2.
Well, it's not. It's a dime and 2 pennies past 2 right now.
Oh, Lord. Now y'all going crazy.
These headlines are...
Really? You don't say a quarter to the hour. Huh?
I wouldn't. I really wouldn't.
Because you can't do it?
Take too long. It'll be 3 by the time he figures it out.
These headlines are driven by the
Jimmy's just thinking to himself, what is this time everyone's talking about?
I mean, I have a watch, so I don't need to worry about that.
Yeah, Jimmy's either morning, afternoon, or night. What the... Why are you guys getting so tied up to actual time?
These headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store, Palmetto Ford?
Why did Jimmy disappear?
You got on him.
Is
he
it?
Hit it.
You're done?
No, I pressed the wrong tab.
He thinks it's 6.
He's like, F it. That's the way this today's show is starting. F it. I'm out of here.
The you guys were mentioning Jalen Waddle getting an extension. Obviously, Tyreek. Here are the highest paid receivers in the NFL after Brandon Ayuk's contract extension yesterday. Based on a
I didn't see that one coming, by the way. I thought that they had a frayed relationship. I did not see him being back in San Fran.
Nah, it was John Lynch. You knew they were going to work it out. And when I saw him there so much, like, he was there every single day. Him and John Lynch were talking every single day. I think they both had to give, though. I don't know what the numbers are and, you know, the intricacies of the contract, but he had to give too.
Yeah, so it was 4 years, $120 million. He got $76 million guaranteed. Justin, this is on a per-year basis, which really isn't the best way to kind of evaluate these things, but I still think it's worth noting. Justin Jefferson, $35 million per year. C.D. Lamb just got the extension, $34 million per year. A.J. Brown, $32 million. Amon Ross St. Brown, $30.02 million. And then it's Tyreek at 30. But remember, the most guaranteed money for a wide receiver in NFL history. Now Brandon Ayuk right there, $30 million, tied with Tyreek. Jalen Waddle is next at $28.25 million, and then Davante Adams at $28 million.
All right.
So what's that? Two of the top 8 paid receivers in the league.
You better have a potent offense.
To say,
just extended your offensive-minded head coach till 2028. Two of the highest-paid receivers, damn good running backs. Tua got his extension. You better have a damn good potent offense.
So we're spending $110 million on Tua, Waddle, and Tyreek every year.
Yep,
better deliver.
We better have a 70-point game soon.
No, go for 73. Break the damn record this year if you get close.
Don't even get me started. There's two coaching decisions that have annoyed me since they've happened. The third and long with Adam Gase and Tannehill against Indianapolis. I can't get it out of my head. I get all these years later, I can't get it out of my head. And then McDaniel not putting up an extra 3 on the 70. because he wants to, he doesn't want to embarrass them. Yeah, 70. 73, too much. Crazy. That's crazy. Set the flipping record. Like, what are you doing, man?
We did 3 days on the Tannehill draw play. God, man.
Crazy. 10 years ago. That has to be 10 years ago. I can't get it out of my head.
You were so mad. We were canceling guests so you could talk about it.
Season on the line. Playoffs or no playoffs. 3rd and 11. What do you think here, Adam Gase? What does your Sudoku sheet say? How about a draw play to Kalen Ballage?
I mean, can you imagine? Can you imagine having that little testicular fortitude to try and get a first down in that situation? Like, I mean, I see long third downs converted all the time. College and pro. I'm still talking about this. This is unbelievable.
I told you. It's the Miami Miracle. It's in my mind like that.
Yeah. But the McDaniel, you know, stopping at 70, you know, maybe he was trying to protect Jason Sanders. I remember doing the show, like maybe he didn't want to put Jason Sanders out there. He had had a rough go of it and it was like, oh, maybe you don't want to put him out there. He misses it. And all of a sudden this unbelievable game, everybody's just talking about how Jason Sanders was unable to get the record. But come on, McDaniel. Oh, what are we doing here?
If he has another chance, I think he'll take it.
I hope so. Three of the first five letters in McDaniel's name spell man.
What are you talking about?
Facts.
That is a fact.
Yeah, you can take out the C and the D.
And he got his new hairdo. He got it. You know, he got a little swag. You know, this is right. Year three.
Now he would.
Yeah. Man.
So we covered our bet yesterday, as Hawk mentioned. My favorite part about yesterday, I bring it up because it was on this radio station. Minnesota was playing UNC. UNC's kicker won them that game, but Minnesota had a chance late. Time expiring. It was a long field goal. I think it was like a 50-plus try field goal. Minnesota's
I think it was like 48 or 49.
All right. Minnesota's kicker misses the field goal, but their stadium still put off the fireworks that they had planned after a victory. And there's a video. Whoops. Yeah, there's a video of them losing the game, the fans filing out of the stadium after having a chance to win it, but fireworks are going off behind the stadium.
Celebration of the first game of the season.
I think that might have been what they had planned, like even like win or loss, like we'll set off some fireworks and whatever. But I don't think they expected the game to end in that particular fashion, which was they literally were going to win the game. UNC took the lead with like a minute and a half to go. And Minnesota just drives right down the field and they're set up perfectly for a game winning field goal and wide right.
It's never a bad time for fireworks, though. I love fireworks.
That's true. That's a good point. Fireworks are always fun.
They're really not. Fireworks happen to be wildly overrated. Like,
oh,
I'm.
Oh no!
I'm cool with the New Year's and the July 4th fireworks. Like, fine. But hey, nobody wants to see your video on Instagram if you're posting. Who's ever said that? Hey. Come check out the video I took of these fireworks last night.
I love that. I'm like, oh, I hope a lot of people post videos from the fireworks. I love watching that.
The dumbest thing, man.
And when they have music behind it.
So great.
That is.
Fireworks are better than drones. Yeah, people are talking about these drone shows. Yeah, no. Oh, and it spells out something cutesy in the air. It's like, oh, eat it, chicken kitchen. What? How did the fireworks spell out eat a chicken kitchen? Back in my day, the fireworks, they were willy-nilly. They went all over the place. No one knew what was going on. You smell like gunpowder.
That's what I like. Fireworks, go show me what you want.
Fireworks are never, they're never bad.
No.
Never bad.
And the mortars, wow.
So cool.
Do them yourself. You get scared. The kids are terrified. That's so much fun.
The boomer take by you guys. You love fireworks. Oh, let me stand here and literally
give my neck paralysis. You're scared in a cabinet with your dog. You and your dog, you get a little shaky in the cabinet.
Let me give my neck.
Someone has to put one of those flak jackets on you that they put on the dogs.
Let me give my neck paralysis by looking up for 17
Alejandro's
minutes.
Alejandro's scared again. He doesn't understand the fireworks. Someone go find the jacket. Someone go put some Ugg boots on him.
Shoving cotton in his ears.
You know what else is great all the time? Doesn't matter what the scenario. Bagpipes.
What?
Okay, Brady Quinn.
I would have to say, I've never been in a situation where I look around and say, oh, damn, bagpipes would make this a better.
I love bagpipes. Like, what situation? I thought I would be able to deliver that better than I did, but I do love bagpipes. They're always a treat. You never expect them. They're always a treat. Unless you're at a Scottish funeral, then you kind of know they're coming.
After a good meal, you want bagpipes to start
playing? 100%.
Call the Dolphins. Victory bagpipes.
That's a great idea.
Bro, with the way the Marlins are doing things right now, call them up, Hawk. They'll do that as well. They're doing everything
else.
They'll
do anything. They'll literally do anything.
They have an emergency meeting called right now. Great idea. Did y'all hear, Hawk?
One guy will come if we do bagpipes. Booked.
The Marlins, by the way, continue their road trip in San Francisco tonight to late game, 10 p.m. Inter Miami plays a Chicago Fire tomorrow. You have some South Florida football action tonight. FAU is on the road. Tough game at Michigan State. That's at 7 p.m. tomorrow. FIU plays at 3:30, but we all know the game that we're all going to be tuned into. The 57th meeting between UM and UF. First time they play at the Swamp in Geeville since 2008. The Miami Hurricanes and the Florida Gators.
I'm ready. I am ready. Your dad texted me Disney fireworks. They're the best. It doesn't happen on 4th of July or New Year's. Disney has fireworks every night.
You know what's bad, though? The fireworks let you see the string that Tinkerbell's on going back and forth between all the buildings.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you thought she was flying?
Well, I had to explain to my daughter. Daddy, what's that? Ain't nothing.
Fireworks, bagpipes, I imagine very similar to booking mariachis. The entrance is badass. They come in.
I love a mariachi band. You don't expect them to show up at someone's party. All of a sudden, they're there. I mean, just the greatest party ever.
Mariachi night at the Marlins game.
Booked.
They come in, though. They play Por Tu Maldito Amor. They play La Bikina. But then they're like 17 songs in, and everybody's like, huh. I think we got it. Like, we're good.
Those first two songs are fire. Epic. Everyone's got their phones out or whatever. But he's right. By the time they get to the 12th song, everyone's milling about. You kind of wish they'd tone it down a little bit.
You book mariachi bands for hours?
Chuck books a mariachi band anytime there's a get-together at his house, and they stay at least an hour. They must have an easy mark. Like, they know this guy. Like, oh, the Metzger house again. Charge him whatever you want. He's like, it's like, you know, he's like the Drew Barrymore movie where everything's new to him. Every time the mariachi band walks in, Chuck's, it's like he's never seen them before. Oh, my God, look what they're doing. You hired them. You've hired them 18 times this year. I think they have a room in your house.
51st dates.
Yeah, with Chuck.
Mariachi band.
51st dates night, Marlins Park. Book it.
Once the mariachi band is playing Hotel California...
Well, that's my favorite. favorite.
You know it's about time to wrap it up.
Anybody have a request? But nobody knows mariachi songs. So it's like, oh, Stairway to Heaven. But then you like try to think of anything Latin or Hispanic, but you don't really know. Peppas. Can you play Peppas?
La Bamba. La Bamba.
You got any 50 Cent?
How about La Isla Bonita? You got that by Madonna? Can you do that?
I'm uncomfortable with the performers eye to eye with me.
Well, they're so close. They like it's not like you're at a concert. Like they're staring at you.
Do you stare at them or do you look at their instruments?
Right. No, I'm with Solana. It's like by the second song, do I have to be amazed at how great this is that you're here? Or like, can I lose my eye contact with you?
Thank you. No, thank you.
Give him two thumbs up. Because I'm leaving now. I'm leaving. I'm going to where the food is again. But thank you, mariachi guy. Thank you.
Gracias.
All right, anything else? I won't have enough time with Gino.
Your weather. When we demand, somebody says la cucaracha.
Oh, of course.
Because you want to hear ay, 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 canta, no llores. But then once they're playing la cucaracha, you're like, huh, okay. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Happens to be a pretty decent afternoon here in Miami. Partly cloudy around South Florida. That is your weather.
Gino Toretta will join us next. Why are you laughing, Crowder?
I'm just thinking of Chuck's house. They have a guitar box open, laid out for tips. And Chuck keeps tipping them.
I was going to say, and Chuck makes them tip out to him at the end of the night, like he's the DJ. Gino Toretta is going to join us next.
And it's going to come down to Devin Hester. Near side, 5-yard line. Hester to the 10, to the 15, has all 20. 25, 30. Here we go. He's at the 40. He's at the 50. He's at the 40. One man to beat. He's at the 30. Get back at the 20. He's at the 10. The 5. Devin Hester goes all the way. Touchdown for Devin Hester. 97 yards. What a way to start the day.
Hawk and Crowder. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Say Football Friday. Gino Toretta is going to join us in a second. Reminder, if you're looking for Canes or Dolphins merch this season, check out Caneswear in Davie. They're on University Drive next to La Spada's. You can check it out online, caneswear.com. So Gino Toretta, who's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, he is coming to us from the great state of Georgia today, by the way. He's on the call tomorrow for the Georgia-Clemson game for Touchdown Radio. Touchdown Radio, pretty good lineup there. Last week, he's in Dublin doing the FSU season kickoff. And tomorrow, Georgia and Clemson, which is a biggie. Gino Toretta, Heisman Trophy winner. He will join us every week this football season. Talk Canes and college football and NFL and a wide variety of topics that we are known to discuss. Like thunder vests, in case you're scared of fireworks, and mariachi bands, and grilling, because Gino, I don't know if I told you guys, Gino is the brand new ambassador for Evening's Delight, which is South Florida's source for all your outdoor kitchen and grilling and tailgate needs. And they've got a full line of grills and smokers and charcoal and pellets and fuel. And if you know Gino, if you listen to this show, you know how much he loves to be behind the grill, cooking, and Evening's Delight. They've got two locations, Pinecrest and Davie, and they've got some good stuff there. I'm imagining you're a pretty good grill master, Gino.
Yeah, that's probably part of the show, Hawk, that you might have to take off, and Channing and I can probably just discuss, because I think we both like cooking. You like going places and just buying food. We like making our own
stuff. I don't
own
a grill.
You can't grill inside. You don't go outside.
I don't own a grill.
I mean, how? I mean, if I could grill 7 days a week if I was home, I mean.
I know. That's your thing. That's most guys' thing.
You don't cook at home. I mean, we've seen pictures of your pantry and your food, you know.
A salmon packet. Who needs more than a salmon packet? It's already it's already made, and it comes in a container that you can eat right out of.
That is so bad. I did have a friend, though, that used to eat a bunch of tuna salad. Like, he thinks he was healthy. He went to the doctor. He had, like, the highest level of mercury his doctor had ever seen. They said, lay off the tuna. So,
is there what on the grill? What on the grill pairs well with an Aperol spritz?
You and the spritz. Right, have you tried the Ugo? Have you tried the Hugo Ugo yet? Not. All right. When you try that, then come back to me with your.
I'm all about the Aperol spritz. In fact, I'm going out with the Metzgers and the DeJosephs tonight, and I'm going to order 6 Aperol spritzes for the table before anyone can put an order in.
Do they hand it to Lori, or do they automatically give it to you?
Is that a classy move to order Aperol spritz for the entire table?
Are you that guy? I hate going to dinner with people when they try to order for me or try to order for the whole table. I'm like, dude, I don't like sharing my food. Even if it's my wife or my mom, I'm like, no, if I order something better than you, that's too bad. It's mine. And don't touch my plate.
The only time I like that, I'm with someone, maybe I'm at a restaurant I've never been to before, they love, and maybe it's a food stop, maybe it's a Peruvian restaurant, and I don't know Peruvian food, and I say, hey, what should we get? But man, you sit down at a table with someone and they just decide they're going to alpha male you. And they're just like, I get it. I know. Trust me. I've been here before. Hey, it's Cheesecake Factory. We've all been here before. And I go, let me get stuff for the table here. This happened. This is always at Runway 84, right? There's always someone at Runway 84 that's going to order for the table. I kind of know what I like. I want veal parmesan. I don't want to have to. Now I'm stuck with an eighth of a veal parmesan because this guy had to order for the entire table.
I hate it the other way too. This seafood tower is not yours. I ordered the seafood tower. Just because it's big as hell doesn't mean you can grab my oysters. It's my oysters.
You can't order a seafood tower for yourself.
You order a seafood tower by yourself. That is the most overpriced thing at any restaurant on the planet.
$175.
I hate taking clients out and they're like, yeah, let's get the seafood tower. I'm like, what do you like in the seafood tower? Why don't you just order that? Not like all of it, because I know 20% or 30% of it's going to go to waste. So you know,
like it's like Neapolitan ice cream. Nobody wants all three of those flavors. How about we just order double up on the two flavors we actually like?
I will say that's a power move, though, ordering the seafood tower by yourself. Like, and then you don't even have to have conversation with anybody else at the table. You're just like. The hell with it. I got a seafood tower myself.
Power move.
Don't bother me.
That's insane to order a seafood tower for
yourself. Triple decker sitting in my lap.
No, you know what, though? You know, he likes the lobster. He likes the oysters. He likes the clams.
You know what the biggest ingredient is in a seafood tower? Ice. It's just all ice. It's like an ice tower.
Cold.
Let me have the ice bucket, please. 175. All right. Put it on Gino's tab. Anyway, Gino Toretta is going to join us every week from courtesy of Evening's Delight. So what can we learn? Obviously, Canes in Gainesville tomorrow. Is there a lesson to be learned? You were in Dublin for FSU's loss. What's the lesson? Is it just that nobody knows anything going into a season?
Well, I think in today's transfer portal age, we're not sure. Like, you know, Florida State, they get DJ Uiagalelei to transfer. So this is his third school. He's an experienced quarterback, and they, you know, people just think, okay, he's experienced. Jordan Travis was experienced. He's just going to step in and operate to the same efficiency. You're not going to have that. It doesn't happen. Doesn't happen if you're in college. It doesn't happen if you're in the NFL. I think so. You know, we're not really sure of how good a team is going to be unless the team's intact. Like I'm doing Clemson, Georgia. Clemson's intact. They don't mess with the portal. They got a bunch of their guys back. Georgia has a ton of their guys back, but they mess with the portal. They bring some guys in. They got some cash to spend up there in Athens. So I would say we're not really sure. And I think that it's who's going to be the best team. It's not who has the best roster. Florida State still has a better roster than Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech just had a better team that day. Their game plan worked. They were like, the hell with it. We're going to just shove the ball right down your throat. And if you don't stop us, we're going to take a ton of time off the clock. I think the new clock rules in college football are a change that where the clock doesn't stop when you're resetting the markers on first down, which it shortened that game. And I think Florida State was caught flat-footed. There was no sense of urgency. Like, I'm watching the game. I'm like, man, Georgia, in the first half, Georgia Tech had a seven-minute drive. Florida State gets the ball back in their own 40. And they're not even aggressive with two-minute drill or anything. I'm like, man, you didn't get that many opportunities in the first half. You need to adjust. And I think that I would bet there's some coaches that watch that game that are going, wow, we used to have 85 plays. They just ran 60-something. That's a different game plan when you only got 60 plays to run to try to win a football game.
And, Gino, what do you need to see with the Canes? I'm not just talking trash because with UF, it's funny you brought it up. Billy Napier has to be way more aggressive. I saw too many fourth and ones against Mississippi State where he's punting the ball, and I'm like, bro, you're Florida. So that's one thing. I have the play calling, and then the offense. Are they going to go out and really sling it around, or are they going to let Mertz dink and dunk the whole game? Because I don't think they can win that way. What do you want to see out of UM to prove that they're a top 25 team?
Well, I think the first, control the line of scrimmage. The O-line is intact, so, you know, can they be as good and even better than they were last year? I think the defensive side, we talk about Bain and those guys, the defensive front, JT's got some horses now. So, like, are they going to get after it? So I would say control the line of scrimmage. The skill guys, I think we've had the skill guys. We got Cam can throw it. You know, you got Martinez came in. They got two stud running backs. You know, I think we have the skill guys there. Yeah, I think, to me, control the line of scrimmage and try to, and you know as well as I do, you got to get the swamp crowd out of it as fast as possible, because I've been in there, and no offense, but they will stream out of that stadium in that hot ass sun as fast as possible. If they get down by two touchdowns and they're not thinking it's looking very good, you know as well as I do, they're back tailgating before the end of that game. So I would say try to get the fans out of it as fast as possible, because you don't, you know, heck, the Florida State Georgia Tech game, you let a team hang around with you. The longer you do that, then that team thinks, well, hell, they don't want to win the game. Maybe we can win it, you know? So that's what I would say, is just try to take them out as early as possible.
How difficult is it to open the season at a place like Gainesville, and it's a rival, so the fans are amped up as it is? Like, is this too difficult a task for a Miami team that's, you know, pretty new?
I don't think it's a difficult task. I think that as a player, man, you love it. You're hyped for whenever you have this game, whether it's the first game, the 10th game, you know, middle of the season, it doesn't matter. You're hyped to have this game. And I think that both teams have been preparing, using the noise, using the speakers, all that stuff. It's going to be new with the communication, the headsets now with the quarterback and then the middle linebacker, so whoever calling the defense. So they've been preparing for the noise all summer. You get extra time. So I think that probably both sides will feel pretty confident going into the game. Hey, this is our game plan. This is what we want to do. And I think that, you know, for Miami, what I'd like to see them do, don't worry about what the other team does. It's like, find out what you do well and do it well and go out there and dominate. And that's it. And don't worry about, hey, if Florida does this defensively or this. No, you know what? If they do this, then we do this. It's just, just do your stuff and do it well and go out there and dominate.
And Gino, UM hired a what did you get excited about, Hawk? A clock management company?
Yeah. Did you watch the end of that game last season?
What is that, Gino? Like, I know they hired.
They had that guy last season instead of Mario eating a seafood tower on the sideline there. Perhaps they had a whole different outcome.
Is he changing the outcome of a season, the clock management man that they just paid?
I'm going to say this. I'm going to say maybe it's just we pay a little bit more attention to the clock. I don't know if there's a new clock management man. I just think if there's an opportunity to take a knee, we take it. Take a knee. So that's
Deion Sanders almost made a huge mistake last night. Did you watch that Colorado game last night, Gino?
I did not. I did not see it, but I will go back and watch it. Did he do something similar at the end?
He could have run out the clock at the end, and instead he threw deep on first down and they're in the lead. I don't know for what reason. It was an incomplete pass, and then North Dakota State still had a timeout. North Dakota State ended up getting the ball back. They didn't score, so it didn't matter. But man, it gave me PTSD.
Well, I would say this, and it doesn't matter any team that I've ever been on. Coaches get caught up in the game, and at times they can forget. You know, hey, here's the situation down a distance or whatever it is. And I'll give you a for example, Florida State, my junior year, wide right one ended up being, we called a timeout because Florida State's defense was going to blitz. I go to the sidelines. We talk it out. I come to the field. For some reason, the 25-second clock started quick. I get to the line of scrimmage. Florida State comes in a different blitz. We have a different protection, but I'm SOL. I know I'm going to get smoked if I snap the ball. I call timeout again. There was 2 seconds on the play clock. I couldn't change the protection. And I turned to go to the sidelines, and Dennis Erickson threw his headset off and screamed at me. What are you doing? I might have shown him one finger, and it wasn't the number one. And I said, look at the 25-second clock. And he looked at it. By the time I got to the sidelines, he patted me on the head, and he said, nice job. Because he didn't realize, he was so caught up in the play and he didn't realize, okay, they came down a late blitz. We're dead to rights. They got us. I knew what 5 yards meant in that game. 5 yards were golden. And by the time I got to the, so just in that short walk, he figured it out of what happened. So I think that it's always good to make sure that, you know, Mario said they had protocols in place. He didn't follow them. You know, he kind of probably overruled the coach. No, we're going to run the play. We're going to get Chaney another carry. And then it didn't end up well. Well, to me, you don't ever take that chance. You got the game in the hand, get on a knee and go from there. I mean, it's the same thing with when do we go for two? You know, when do you not go for two? There's always coaches that should be focused on that got to be in Mario's ear.
Gino Toretta. So he's going to join us every week on this show, courtesy of Evening's Delight, South Florida's source for all your outdoor kitchen and grilling and tailgate needs. They have super high-end stuff if you're looking to create an outdoor kitchen. I'll give you a question here in honor of this new partnership with us and you and Evening's Delight. If you were at home grilling for the Canes-Gators game tomorrow, I know you'll be on the call for Touchdown Radio, but if you're grilling, what is the proper grill menu week one, Canes, Gators? What are you firing up?
Since it's week one, I have plenty of time to prepare. So I'm going to probably do my famous New York spicy steak. So that's about probably 2 cups of herbs, about 10 cloves of garlic, grind it up, just slather all over those New Yorks and let them sit in the fridge for a few days, and it just moistens the New York up, and then I'm going to just throw them on the grill and sear the heck out of them and nice medium rare, and that would be my go-to with extra time.
What's coming with that, though? Because you can't serve that at a barbecue and then throw some Lay's potato chips on a paper plate. So, like, what's going with that?
I prefer – I do like a homemade coleslaw. You know, I do like a homemade slaw. I do like a homemade slaw. And then you got to have some type of starch. So probably like a golden baked potato, if you will.
You grill them?
I think you can smoke them. Put them on, put the potatoes on the smoker, put a little olive oil and salt on the outside, make them crispy and smoke your potato. Heck yeah.
How about a little sweet corn on the grill? How about a little sweet corn on the grill? Come on.
That's not bad. If I did corn, I would leave it in the husk, saturated with water, and then put it on the grill. And then the guy knows
what he's talking about.
That's a barbecue. Yeah. He's a burgers and dogs guy, Gino.
Hawk's takes. Listen, I take his fast food takes, and I'm like, okay, you like the fast food and that, but you know, leave the grill and us. I mean, I do.
If I'm going to someone's house for a barbecue, I prefer a couple of dogs, maybe a burger.
You gave me a bad time because, like, if I'm having people over for I just ask them what they like. Like, because some people like chicken more, or some people like fish more than they like steak. And then I would change the menu to that, you know?
Well, if I tell you I like pizza.
Then I'd order, you know, a pizza down the street, and I'd give you a couple slices, and the rest of us would have a nice, proper barbecue meal.
What if Crowder tells you he wants a seafood tower?
It was funny, Gino. I have them. I got six slabs of ribs laid on the smoker.
Oh, look at you.
Somebody tells me I don't eat pork. I said, well, you're going to be hungry today, fella. I got some Lay's in there, but yeah, I'm going to get you a burger for yourself.
You're like Publix is 1.1 miles around the corner, my man. If you want some food or protein, right, you better go get yourself.
You got
some.
The app? What do you want on your pub shop?
Instacart. They might be able to deliver it for me to go.
Gino Toretta, he will join us every week, courtesy of Evening's Delight, on this very radio program, and he's on the call tomorrow, Georgia Clemson on Touchdown
Wait
Radio.
A second. Hey, is Channing, you're at home. Are you going to the game? When are you driving up?
No, I'm not going. I got to work.
What?
They work me too much. Yeah, I got to go to Vegas on Saturday night.
You've been talking for months. You were going to be on the sidelines talking all kinds of mess.
He tries to talk it into existence, and then when the sideline passes don't come,
are we sure you're not going because you don't want to see a beatdown and you don't have confidence in your boys or what's going on here?
They kind of, you know, they can talk a lot of trash. I'm in Miami. I didn't want to be the guy on the sideline going too crazy. No, man, I had a sideline pass.
I thought they were having a parade for you in Alachua County up there, the little north of Gainesville.
They know me. I got a picture on the wall in the holding cell.
They've had a parade for him up there. It was three state troopers.
Alachua.
I just follow him to the station. They stopped arresting me. They just said, come with me. I'd follow him in my own truck.
Have a good
day. Hey, buddy, run this tag. Oh, don't worry. That's Channing.
That's Crowder. Recognize it anywhere. Have a good call on the game tomorrow. And again, Gino Toretta, courtesy of Evening's Delight, every week on this radio show. They've got two locations, Pinecrest and Davie. See you, Gino.
Looking forward to it, guys.
Kicking it on third down.
Who's out there? Thomas or Mowry?
Thomas,
8 of 9 in his field goals. His long one, 40. This will be a 34-yard try, and this is for a win. This could be for a national championship. It's up. Missed it to the right.
Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.